Blog Talk Radio.
It was not true. And if he tell you, you ain't gonna never come out of that mess. You gonna always be in the opposite is true. That means you gonna come out. Amen. If he tells you, you ain't gonna never get a new car. The opposite is true. Just go to running down the hallway, hollering and screaming, glorifying God, because that means you're going to get a new car. Mm-hmm. He tells you, look at them bills. They stack so high. How you going to pay them bills? You ain't going to never be able to pay all them bills. The opposite is true. Yeah, he comes to try to lie to you that you might go into a depressed state. Mm-hmm. Why? I keep on teaching y'all. Listen. The joy of the Lord is your strength. Your strength. You get joy in the Lord. That's where it comes from. And that's your strength. And the reason why he attacks you is all about money. Yeah. See, he fights you in your monetary area more than anything. Why? Because he knows that if you have the ones who have, I'll say like that, the ones who have, are the ones who control. Look at the world. The have-nots don't control the world. The haves control the world. And he knows that. And so that's why he tries to tell the saints, oh, you don't need no money. You got the Lord. Amen. And God is the richest person on the face of the earth. And you think he doesn't want his child to have nothing? That's ludicrous. Ludicrous. That's crazy. God wants you to be blessed. God wants you to have everything you need. He wants you to have, and many of your wants. So just remember that when the devil tells you something and you recognize it's not God, just start shouting. Do the opposite, and it's true. Amen. God bless you. I don't have time to stay there. Could stay there for a while, but I tell you, I want to hear your prayer request. And so whatever the enemy has told you, just remember, the opposite is true. All right. Do we have one of our assistants who wants to get the prayer request? If so, can't wait on you, but if you'd like to jump in there, the line is open to you. Anyone? Amen. All right. Let's have our prayer request. You have a prayer request, the line is open to you. Can y'all hear me?
This is Sister Christopher in Memphis. I want to request prayer for my nephew, Jordan Diggs. He needs prayer emotionally. He should be celebrating a one-year anniversary on this week, and instead he's in the process of divorce. And he's a very emotional, very attached young man, and I'm sure he's expecting longevity as his parents has. And he called me on yesterday and said, I just need prayer. And for a young person to call and request prayer, I certainly know that he needs prayer. And I'm just asking that we pray and let him know that, let God strengthen his mind and strengthen his emotion that this too shall pass.
Yeah. 1 year, and he's getting a divorce.
Yes, sir.
He doesn't need prayer.
Yes, sir.
I want to stop and pray for him right now. And also, let me pray for, now, Sister Christopher, Dr. Diggs is your sister, am I right?
Yes, sir. This is her son. This is her middle son.
Let me pray for her, too, because I know that must be pressing on her very heavily. Father, oh, I thank you because you hear me. And I thank you for the auspices of the Holy Ghost. You are everywhere. I heard the story about someone saying, how fast can you get there? And they begin to say, I can make it in such and such a short time. But the Holy Ghost was already there. God, I want to thank you because you're already there with Jordan, even as I speak. I'm asking you to help this young man. How devastated he must be after getting married and having the most joyous time. And then all of a sudden, here he is at a divorce situation. God, he needs your help. Whatever your will is, let it be done. I pray that we bind the devil. We do bind the devil. And we do cast him out.
Yes.
God, I plead the resurrection blood of Jesus. on that situation and in that situation. Lord, God, give him what to do. You have all wisdom. And he that like wisdom, let him ask of God, who giveth to all men liberally and upbraideth not ungrudgingly. You give to him also, Lord. I pray that you bless him bountifully, give him wisdom, show him how to, what to do in that situation. And God, I pray that you visit the young lady, and I pray that you bind the devil in her mind, in her heart.
Amen.
Bind the devil in Jordan. In the name of Jesus, let her have peace. And the peace of God, which passeth all understanding, shall keep their hearts and minds in perfect peace. Oh, God. I want to thank you today for what you're going to do for them.
Thank you, Jesus.
Are you going to bless them? Working out for the Lord.
Thank you.
Let the devil be bound. Satan, the Lord rebukes you in the lives of Jordan and his wife. In the name of Jesus, Lord, let the oil of the anointing go there. And find every demon and their tactics that come to destroy. And yeah, they come to kill, steal, and destroy. You come to bring life. Let life. I speak into that relationship. And in the name of Jesus, I command that it will live and not die. Thank you. Jesus. Oh, God, look on Dr. D. Yeah, God, lift her heavy burden and lighten her heavy load.
Thank you, Lord.
Give her peace in her heart. Take away all of the things that the enemy is trying to bring. God, take away any frustration. Take away any grief. God, lift that burden. In Jesus' name, lighten the load. Bless her.
Bless.
Overwhelm her. God, we give you the glory. Wipe those weeping. Thank God, and give her joy in the midst of
sorrow.
The weeping may endure for the night. Lord, let this be morning time now. Joy does come in the morning. We praise you for it. We give you all the adoration, and we thank you for what you're doing in Jesus.
Thank you.
God bless you. Go ahead. Anyone else with the praise report? I'm sorry, prayer request.
Sister Lucille, unspoken.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
All right. Do we have somebody else? Or someone who's getting those prayer requests? Go ahead, if you will. All right. Geraldine Garnett.
Yes, we request and prayer for the convention to be debt-free and for Eric and for my daughter, Talisa, and for Lady Betty. God bless.
That's so kind of you. Amen. So kind of you, remembering Lady Betty and all of us. Thank you.
Mother Digby requesting prayer for my niece, Charlene. She's having problems with drugs and alcohol. She had been clean for 2 years, and then she fell off. And so she's waiting to go back to be detoxed, but then I want the saints to pray for her.
And she's been clean for 2 years, and the enemy sidestepped her.
Yes, and she doesn't want to be into that anymore.
Do we have anybody who wants to pray for her? Amen. I'm going to go back to Lady Betty and Pastor Strada in the convention, but I feel a need to pray for her right now. She was clean for 2 years, and the enemy did her. Jesus said unto Peter, the enemy wishes to sift you as wheat. And so if someone who wants to pray for her, we allow you to.
Lord Jesus, we thank you right now. We thank you for your love. We ask, oh God, hallelujah, hallelujah, that the enemy be bound and be rebuked in Jesus' name. We apply the blood over her life right now, Lord Jesus. We apply the blood or covering over her life right now. Cover her with your blood. Surround her with your love, Lord Jesus. Let her be led by your rod and your staff and your goodness and mercy. Let it follow her all the day long. We rebuke the enemy, oh God, as we call right now for a miracle from heaven. We bind any enemy that comes to hinder and kill and steal and destroy this life. Hallelujah, hallelujah. We bind the enemy, oh God, hallelujah. We pray right now that you take the taste out of the system for the drugs in Jesus' name. Remove, glory, hallelujah, the desire, the want, the need, the passion for it, oh God. We ask that it all be destroyed in Jesus' name. We ask that you bless her right now. Lead and guide her in the path of righteousness for your name's sake, oh God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Wash her, purge her system, clean it up, oh God. Renew her mind, renew her spirit in Jesus' name. Give her a praying, hana, you know, ha, hana, na, na. A praying spirit, oh God, a praying spirit. Let her pray night and day. Let her seek you night and day, oh God. Lord, we ask that you repair her system right now where there will be no need for the drug, no want, no desire. In your mighty name we pray, and we will bless your name all day, and we will thank you right now for your healing. Hallelujah. Heal, Lord Jesus, in your mighty name. Heal her of the desire of drugs in your Jesus' name. And all those suppliers, oh God, we ask that you bind them in your mighty name. Bind them, oh God. Don't let them have it when she go there. In Jesus' name, cut it off. Cut it off. Give her another direction to travel in and to seek, oh God, your will. In Jesus' name we pray. And we thank you right now. Hallelujah. We love you, Lord God. Hallelujah, for turning her around. We pray that she's turned around this day in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you. Thank
amen.
You.
Amen. Glory, glory, Lord.
Hallelujah. Turn it around.
Turn it around. In the name of Jesus Christ. God, supply that woman that we need in Jesus' name. Oh, God.
Hallelujah.
You see it. You know all about it, God. You know it. Of what she's going through.
You know.
God bless that woman in Jesus' name. Look on Sister Jillian Garnett. Oh, God, she's been so faithful to the prayer line, bringing you praise and just bringing you that praise every morning, God. Look on the water in Jesus' name. I know in your word you said that you will reward those who have worked in your vineyard, who have worked for you, Lord. She's worked for you. And I'm asking you,
yes, Lord,
that's the bountifully in the name of Jesus. Look over the convention coming here.
Those
are other people who come to the convention. We might be able to just again you a billion free. Jesus, mighty name.
Jesus.
Pastor Strzok, whatever the problem is, God, I pray that you work it out. You fix it.
Hallelujah.
Yeah, nobody can fix it but you. And we ask you in your mighty name. Oh, Jesus. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. The Lady Betty, Lord, that's a faithful servant to you. I'm asking you, Lord, to reward her. Let her latter years be her best years. Oh, God. Give her every desire of her heart. Lift every burden off of her.
Oh, God.
Give her up, 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 up. In the name of Jesus,
hallelujah.
Oh, God, give her every desire, every heart, every prayer.
Great.
Be in the name of Jesus, in the glory of God. Thank you for it. Thank you, thank you, thank you. And Lord, don't forget about Mother Digby. She's so kind to remember her niece. Yeah, give Mother Digby a miracle, too.
Yes, Lord.
That's her family. Every one of them. Help, 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 Lord.
Thank you.
Give her strength in his body. Bind the devil. Oh, let the
hands of him. Bind him, cast him out.
Broke the yoke there in Jesus. Accomplish her with your glory. Accomplish her with your healing virtue. And accomplish her, Lord, with your joy in the name of Jesus. In the midst of everything, give her joy. Help her to hold out until a change comes. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Bless, 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 bless. Thank you for every person In Jesus' name.
Thank you, Jesus.
Glory, 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 glory.
Thank you, thank you.
Glory, glory. Thank you for your anointing. You wouldn't stop by unless you had stopped by for a reason. Somebody, the Lord stopped by for you. Oh, my God. The Lord has stopped by for you. Yes. He's busy, but he's never too busy. Hear your faintest calling right now, your soul and your spirit. When you stop by for you. And whenever he is in the room, everything is subject to him. He obeys nothing, but it all obeys him. If he speaks, that back trouble can be completely healed. He speaks, that's a blood pressure problem. All of that. When he speaks, that issue of blood. When he speaks, that AIDS, that cancer.
Hallelujah.
That brain problem, leukemia, all of that is subject to him. When you speak, that painful catch in your throat. When you speak to gout, that swollen gland problem, that varicose vein problem. When you speak, that blockage in your legs, all blood clots forming. Be dissolved. Blood of Jesus.
Yes, Lord.
God bless you. Speak. In the name of Jesus.
Thank you.
Give strength in the arms. Give strength in the spirit. And God, give those feet problems. Lord, touch and heal those feet problems. Brain. Lord, you can circumference the brain. Cause of the act right. Lord, the mind can be restored.
My God.
They remember nothing, but they can remember if you speak it. Glory, shut up there. And the heart problem. The eyes and ears have to come in subjection to you. The whole body, in the name of Jesus, in subjection to you. In the name of Jesus. Oh, God, thank you for it. In the name of Jesus. God, speak, and they shall live and not die. Saw it the other day, Lord. And Pastor Ron Andrews, they said he was non-responsive. Non-responsive. I've been that way for 15 minutes, non-responsive. But God, you spoke. And now he's up walking down the hallway, lifting his hands and saying, Lord, I when you speak, things. Speak, Lord. Speak. Oh, my God. And things will turn on. In Jesus' name, all turmoil in the chest, and tumors, and blood clots, all of that will come under subjection to you, and healing virtue shall flow. Cancer be healed in the name of Jesus. Thank you for it. We love you, Lord, and we praise you for visiting with us. You are mindful of your people in this land. Thank you. Somebody, I wish somebody would help me say
thank you.
Thank you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
It's a migraine headache. Get out. Boy.
Get out.
Speak strength to you. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let the family draw close to you. In the name of Jesus. Look on that family, Lord. Been married now 1 year. Let them draw closer. Help in the name of Jesus. Jordan, I speak to you in the spirit realm. Then, God, draw them closer in the name of Jesus. Oh, God. Should ever make you shake the people. Thank you. You're not an asker, can it be so?
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Jesus.
Thank you.
And even pray for those in prison, Lord. And Lord, Mother Johnson has asked you many times, has made requests on the prayer line many times. Do you have a word for her, Lord? What shall be concerning this grandson? The question has been put out there many times. You are the prayer answering God. Oh, my God, I hear you saying it's already done. But you have sent favor there. Because of her prayers, you have sent favor there for her grandson.
Yes, Lord.
And she shall soon see that the words of my prophet shall come to birth. The favor shall be seen. Will not be long before this thing be shown to you in the natural, because it is already happening in
thank
the spirit.
You. Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you.
Glory, glory.
Yeah. Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes.
And God says something. What he says is true. Yeah. God, thank you for it. I'm just thanking you because I know it's already done in Jesus' mighty name. And I want to ask anybody who believes that, let me thank him right now. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. I appreciate you doing that. In the name of Jesus, I thank you for listening to this prayer. So thank you like it's already done. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Please,
thank
you. Holy name. And give you glory. Yes, thank you. I speak in faith.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Such things hope for the evidence of things not seen.
Thank you, Lord.
You shall see the evidence. I'm just thanking you for the evidence. Anybody want to thank him for the evidence? It's going to be seen. Jesus, in advance.
Thank you for the evidence.
Thank you for the evidence.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you for the evidence, oh God.
Thank you for the evidence.
Hallelujah. Thank you.
We praise your holy name.
Yes, Lord.
Thank
God.
Thank
you.
Only release favor in his behalf. Thank you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
Got it. I've got time for at least two or three more prayer requests. Oh, my God. You better get him in while the anointing is on the line moving.
Amen, amen, amen.
I said he'll solve your problem. Father, I pray for Dr. Stern, Pastor Stern. Thank you for moving in their behalf on yesterday. How those pastors came together in that area up there in North Chicago and all around that Waukegan area. Thank you, Lord, for letting so many pastors be instrumental in the name of Jesus, coming together and be a blessing to Dr. Stern and also Pastor Stern. Oh, both of them pastors. Thank you for how you blessed them. Yeah. Oh, God, work it out. Work it out. Work it out. Work it out.
Work
it out.
Work
it out. For Jesus' name. Bind the enemy. Yeah, bind that devil. Lord, let the oil of the anointing be there, right there for them. Every demon trying to hold back any blessings, the oil of the anointing goes on them. God, yeah. God, I see devils falling. They're trying to hold back things, but they can't do it any longer because the anointing has destroyed the yoke. Thank you for it, Lord. Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Father, I ask that you would give me your wisdom, divine wisdom that comes from you. Please let the people know that I don't have to be any wonder.
Thank you.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you. I'll take a request for anybody else who has a problem in any way and you want to ask for prayer. The line is open to you. Anyone? Anybody else?
Right. Mother Johnson from Kansas City.
All right, Mother Johnson.
And my prayer request is keep praying for my grandson to come out behind the walls. I want him to come out. They're going to have something in September. So I'm asking you to pray that God will release him.
Yes. Yeah, Brother Johnson. All right, anybody else?
Yes, this is Bernice.
Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Can you hear me?
Keep praying.
Can you hear both? Go ahead. Go ahead, Mother Johnson, and we'll get you Bonita in just a second.
Just
go ahead, Mother.
Just keep praying for Kevin, and just keep praying for my family, and I found that.
All right. Okay.
Thank you.
All right, somebody's on the line, and you left the enemy.
Good morning. This is Bernita, 616, and I'm requesting prayer for Mother and for myself.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank
you. Anybody else? One more.
Sister Lily Garnett, unspoken request.
All right, unspoken. I can take a few more unspoken. Anybody else?
Dr. Johnson, this is Sister Karen Brown, unspoken.
Good to hear from you, Sister Brown. God bless you. All
right,
anybody else? All right, God bless you. Do we have anybody who can pray for these? Anyone? All right. Heavenly Father, oh, Lord, you just laid on my heart to pray for Mother Johnson's grandson again. She said it, and we will follow her lead. Father, we realize that there's a parole hearing for him coming up. Oh, you already spoke it and said you're sending favor there for him. And we praise you for the glory of God. Bless the convention, Lord. Remind the people of the convention. Amen. In Jesus' name, we pray. For the glory of God, thank God, amen. I want to get that number for the hotel here in Kansas City for the convention. Once you give that number out for the hotel that they can call and make their reservations, make it under Fresh Fruits, amen. Some of y'all can't remember that. Say Amazing Grace. You can remember that. They don't know what to do, amen. But make the reservation. We need to get on that today. Make your plane reservation. Don't let it get so high on you, amen. Try to come, ask God who giveth all men liberty, those things and wisdom that you ask for, how to come. God bless you. Here is that hotel information, which is to begin, and God bless you.
God bless you, Dr. Johnson. The number for the hotel is area code 913-342-7900. That's 913-342-7900, the Hilton Garden Inn in Kansas City, Kansas, on Minnesota Avenue. Be sure you ask for First Fruit / Amazing Grace rate. If your rates are any higher than 104, which includes breakfast, they're not booking you under the correct roadblock. For those that are traveling with pets, all rooms are currently gone. They gave us a cutoff notice of June 1st to reserve those rooms, and all rooms are currently taken. Just one more thing, if I may, Dr. Johnson, let the guests know that on Saturday night we will be having a one-night revival, an old-time one-night revival. You don't want to miss this. Again, all roads leading to Kansas City for the First Fruit 2014 Billion Praise Convention. God bless you.
God bless you. And for some of you who have mentioned that you want to come for the Founders Night, it will be on Friday night. You want to be there for that Friday night. God bless you. We look forward to seeing you here in Kansas City. The Lord bless you, keep you. If you're facing any problem, just remember, I got a feeling that it's going to be all right. Have a wonderful day.
Good day, everybody. Good day.